Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Math is Wonderful by Fred Hartwick, M.D., mathematics is presented as a subject of great beauty and wonder. Step into a world where mathematics, not just a subject, but a thrilling adventure through the realms of discovery and wonder. In Math is Wonderful, delve into the beauty of numbers and their extraordinary connections to our world, from history and astronomy to biology, chemistry, music, and even the Bible. Each chapter is uniquely explored of how mathematics intertwines with various fields in everyday life, revealing patterns and insights that are often overlooked. Fred Hartwick is a medical oncologist, taught medicine, hematology, oncology, and a little bit of math for 21 years in Lubbock, Texas, at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. He received the Internal Medicine Teacher of the Year Award in 2004. Currently lives with his wife Beth in Childress, Texas. Dr. Fred Hartwick, author of Math is Wonderful, our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, it's good to be here.
I love the title of the book. I love the subject. And in reading it, it's like you've opened up a whole new world for me. I see math now wherever I look. No matter what I'm doing in the world, it's really incredible what you've done in bringing this down to the level for so many people and make it interesting once again. What was the inspiration for writing this book? You are an accomplished medical doctor, oncologist. What was the interest in math that led you to write the book?
Well, I've always had an interest in math. I'd just kind of been busy treating cancer patients and so forth. I had a point, several years ago where I was tired of doing Sudoku puzzles because I had figured all that out, and I found that just asking the right questions and trying to find the answers in math was more interesting, sort of like finding a new cave or something and exploring. If you were the first guy to see Carlsbad Caverns, of course you would want to tell others about it, and that's the way math is to me.
The book is Math is Wonderful by Fred Hartwick. That's HARDWICKEMD. His website is fredhartwick.com. Book available on Amazon, wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are your qualifications as a mathematician? What's your background in math?
Well, actually, fairly strong. I went through calculus in high school and was on the math club. I took a third semester of calculus in college. I did the valency and molecular bond structure in chemistry, which is about the highest math I've ever gone into, and then biostatistics in medical school as well as additional learning to understand oncology clinical trials and probabilities and that sort of thing. So yes, I've had quite a bit of background in math.
Obviously, at an early age, there was a teacher or a class that inspired you. And as you're going through that litany and the interest that was developed by those teachers, by those classes, the curiosity, the exploration that you went through in math, what's missing in math education today, do you think? Or is there nothing missing?
Well, I'm not trying to start a revolution here, but I think actually for decades, the idea that math is tough and math is boring have pretty much won the day. And so mathematicians have tried to emphasize, well, yes, but math is important. But the people growing up today are believing, well, we have calculators, we have artificial intelligence, And maybe we don't even need to consider learning math important. But I completely disagree, of course.
Fred Hartwick, MD, our guest on the program. The book is Math is Wonderful. The book available wherever books are sold. Dr. Hartwick's name or website is fredhartwick.com. Hartwick with a E at the end, H-A-R-D-W-I-C-K-E. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned the real-world applications of math. Let's take, for example, music. How do music and math converge?
Well, In several ways. We have this little instrument called a metronome. It's kind of looks like a pendulum moving back and forth, and that sets the tempo of the musical piece. But then there's also what we call a rhythm, which has to do with, you know, quarter notes, eighth notes, half notes, and things like that, as well as syncopation and more complicated rhythms. And then pitch itself represents various frequencies of sound, and the octaves are simply doublings on the frequencies. So yes, ultimately it's all about math, and obviously it's a very important art form.
You're very proficient at music as well. Dr. Hartwick has produced 4 CDs of piano music, given over 50 concerts in 3 states. So he's taken that background in math, that interest in music, and the two have joined for a very successful, I don't want to call it hobby, but sort of a side pleasure that you have in performing music. You talk about the number 5280, the number of feet in a mile. What's so special about that?
Yes, it's just seems to be one of those random numbers to most people, but actually it is not random at all. I have a whole chapter on what I call parabolics, which is how numbers can connect to each other on the diagonals of the multiplication table. And so you just take, for instance, parabola 10, like 5 and 5, or 6 and 4, 7 and 3. It's easy to see that there's plenty of single bond connections, but then there are some that have actually two. And then most interestingly to me are the ones that have three bonds. But 5,280 links with its next number, 6,240, with 4 bonds, which is just extremely unusual. And then that one then links to one higher again with 4 bonds. So for the record, 5,280 is a very interesting number.
You will find that and so much more in Dr. Hartwig's book, Math is Wonderful. He starts with the basics that even people with limited understanding, and I'll put myself in that category, can follow. There's something there for everybody. It's laid out so well, and it's very relatable and understandable. Book available wherever books are sold. You talk about the 7 great numbers. This is fascinating. Explain what that is, the 7 great numbers.
Well, now I put that a term, but I don't think it's an overstatement. I think that when I first was exploring these triple bond parabolics, that I started working on it, and then thinking, you know, how long has it been since somebody's been up here looking around?
Yes.
But, you know, starting with the lowest possible number for a triple bond, which is 120, then you can follow those seven numbers, and then it goes back to the original number, only times 16. And actually, it's like a spiral staircase all the way to infinity from 120. And you can take 480, which is 4 times 120, and have a second spiral staircase that also extends up into infinity.
That's just fascinating. And again, it all comes to life in Dr. Hardwick's book, Math is Wonderful, available wherever books are sold. Link to his website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Do numbers play a significant role in the Bible? If so, please explain. And you've written a book on this as well.
Yes, actually, that's right at the end of the book. And I don't want people just to look at that. I want them to read the rest of it first so they can understand what I'm talking about there. But we noted a number of interesting things that I'd never really considered before. One is that the first and last of those seven great numbers are in fact found in the Bible. Second, that a common progression, I call it the pool progression, because everybody knows there's 15 balls on a pool table, but you keep adding. So 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, and you have this long progression. And that is, I consider it the Bible's progression, because it's there a lot in the Bible, including our famous Revelation 666.
Interesting. And the book I mentioned that Doctor has written is The Puzzle of Gospel Harmony, a careful look at all four Gospels and how they fit together. That's available at Dr. Hartwick's website, fredhartwick.com. Of course, the usual places for that as well. Do numbers save lives?
Well, yes. We have the Texas Highway Department here in Texas. They have to evaluate all of these bridges according to age and wear and tear, and determine how many thousands of pounds can successfully cross the bridge without causing it to crash. And that's involved with every skyscraper and, space rockets.
Oh, yes.
All of these are mathematical issues.
Can math be fun? And I say that, numbers be fun. So often as a student, we're like, math, okay, this is probably going to be boring. I don't know if I can stick with this. Should they be fun?
Well, I look at it this way, kind of the Tom Sawyer and the whitewashing the fence thing. If you can make it into a little game, a little bit of fun, I think it makes the pill easier to swallow. And I'm not the greatest humorist, perhaps, but I'm sure that there's at least 12 laugh out loud places in my book.
Yes, there is at least a dozen of those, and quite possibly more. You're reading the book and you're having a good time doing it. You're learning something. It's entertaining. It's educational. It has all of those aspects, and written for the average person, written as well for those that know their way around math, to give them maybe sort of a new perspective, a new understanding of mathematics. The book is Math is Wonderful. What's special about the year 2024? Is that special number of any kind?
Well, in fact, much to my surprise, it is. Going back to those seven great numbers, that all relates to what I call two building blocks that put the structure together. But those combinations don't happen often. So you have those two associated with the seven great numbers, but then the third time you have those building blocks, what do you have? You have 2024 and 3024 as a what do I call a triple bond parabolic. So yes, that makes 2024 a very interesting number. I had not known that before.
It brings a whole new perspective to numbers. And as you're looking at things, you will see them differently through the eyes of Fred Hardwick, MD, and his book, which is called Math is Wonderful. A couple minutes left. I want to talk about the relationship between you as a medical doctor and you as a mathematician. You alluded before that math really helped in medicine, and I'm sure medicine helps in math as well. Talk about that relationship.
Well, when you look around, you see that mathematicians tend to go into oncology because so many things that we are doing, we're calculating. We want to give enough to give a punch to the tumor, but we don't want to give so much that you have toxicities or side effects that are
yes,
are extreme. And so I've been impressed at other mathematicians that are in oncology. But the whole idea of one treatment better than the other, which is central to oncology development, is based on this whole idea of probability. Because you can count the number of subjects, the number of responses and stuff, but could it have happened by chance rather than by a better drug or a better combination? That's something we have to decide on. But those sorts of ideas also have a bearing on treating high blood pressure, treating diabetes, and things of that nature as well.
Math, a crucial part of our lives, maybe even a life and death situation at some point. It's fascinating, all of the elements that math reaches in our lives. I've got a minute or so left here at the end. I just want to talk about the layout. I've talked about this. It's very readable. It's accessible. Talk about the layout, the design. You've got diagrams. You've got charts in there. You've got illustrations. It's really so well laid out. How did you go about laying out this book?
Well, it started with my chapter selections. I saw that they were all coming up with P's, and then I worked on it a little bit, and I decided I needed one other chapter, which was primes to start it off. And so, yes, each chapter builds on the next, and I think at least at that level that it is a very organized book.
It really is, and it brings math home, the ubiquitous nature of math in our world, and it opens up for many people a whole new world by seeing it through the eyes of a mathematician. Fred Hardwick, MD, has been our guest on the program. That's HARDWICKE. His website is fredhardwick.com. Information on that, of course, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I've written several other books as well. You find those at his website. Are you working on another book?
In my mind, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll see if it makes it to the publisher from his mind. The other books, Pecos Adventure, Thoughts on Becoming a Man, that book available, of course, Amazon, his website, and The Puzzle of Gospel Harmony that I talked about, and this book, Math is Wonderful. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for explaining math and making it fun for many of us. Thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information on Fred Hardwick, MD, his book available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.